Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started. Hey, hey guys, welcome back to the show. It's Nikayla here, and I am back with another solo episode, giving you guys an update on what I've been up to. So I have my notes here, and yeah, let's just get into it. Let's get into these updates. So, first things first, the last time we spoke, I think it was back in March, I was getting ready to go to the Podcast Hall of Fame ceremony because Side Hustle Pro was inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, 2022. So amazing, amazing experience. I actually vlogged that whole thing over on my YouTube channel and I cross-posted it. So it's on the Side Hustle Pro YouTube channel and it's on the Nikayla TV YouTube channel. That's my lifestyle YouTube channel. And so go over there, you know, scroll back to March and you'll see all that went down leading up to the Podcast Hall of Fame. You'll even be able to see my acceptance speech.
Wow. Thank you, media. Thank you, everyone. To be recognized for my work is the greatest honor, and I am incredibly honored to be standing here tonight.
So I absolutely enjoyed that experience. I'm so glad I decided to go in person, and I'm so glad I had the opportunity to. And the reason I had the opportunity to is because of the fact that Moyo and I now have support. Our parents were able to help with Kingston while, you know, I was traveling and he's working during the day. So it really worked out. And it just goes to show how much this move for us has been life-changing. So for those of you who don't know, we lived in Baltimore for the last 2 years, but then the DMV area overall for the last 10 years. And we moved back to New York in February 2022. So moving back, it was kind of on a whim, but we ultimately decided to do it because our lease was up and we're like, you know, we can stay here and still be kind of isolated or we can move back. Yeah, there are lots of pros and cons, but, you know, the ultimate priority was just having our village here. So with both of our sets of our parents here, it has been life altering. And also, we found a great daycare that we love here in New York. So between Kingston going to school, aka daycare, we use those interchangeably. So between him going to school and then us having help from our parents, it has been incredible. And I've been able to get back into a very good work mental zone. And I'll get to that in a second. So having the help from our parents means that we can do things like have date nights again. And if an opportunity comes up, like yesterday, I was filming something really exciting that is going to be released end of September. So I can't wait to share that with you guys. But I was able to spend the whole day filming and being a part of this because I know that my parents can pick him up from school. I know that he's going to be okay and he's adjusted. So the magnitude of that can't even be put into words. And that is how I'm able to resume coming to you guys and podcasting at a level that I love. Like, of course, in 2020, 2021, I was still doing the podcast. I was hanging on by a thread, okay? I was hanging on by a thread. I don't even know how I started video podcasting in 2021 because we were doing this on our own. Like, that, like, Moya would literally be, you know, like trying to keep Kingston occupied in the living room while I'm recording in my closet office, hoping that you guys aren't hearing, you know, baby screams and crying or anything on YouTube in the background. So, you know, by the grace of God, we made it through a really isolating time not having that support. And so I realized a few things from my entry into motherhood. Let me share some with you guys. So, I'm of two mindsets, I realize. The first thing that I realize is that I am so grateful that I was able to stay home with Kingston for 2 years and be the primary caregiver during the daytime, right? Holding him down. We would do shifts. So, Moya would do night and mornings. I would do bulk of the day. And I'm so grateful that I designed a life and career for myself with the help and love of God, you know. Thank you, God. But I'm so grateful that I have this kind of career and flexibility where, you know, technically I took a maternity leave. I'm putting that in quotes for 3 months. It flew by. And, you know, then I got back to recording my podcast, you know, getting into my emails, brand deals, all of that at a much slower pace, at a much lower level. I really feel like I fell off the grid. Like, I feel sometimes like everybody forgot about me, but I kept moving consistently because I knew that, you know, you just have to keep going forward. Not every season is a season where you're like up and out there and on the scene. So I knew I had to keep pushing and keep going. And I was grateful that I have a career where I'm literally working and my business and the thing that's making me and generating money for me is happening at the same time that I'm home with my son. That's why I love podcasting, you guys, and I talk about it so much. But then there's the other side of me that realized that I love to work. I love what I do and I love to work. And I don't want to feel like a mom who is dabbling on the side in a hobby. Like, I want to feel like this is a career. This is a professional job right here. I'm doing professional work and I'm getting dressed. I'm getting up and I'm doing the damn thing. So I like that part of me too. Like, I spent so many years in corporate and that side of me is still in it. So yesterday when I went to, you know, work on the secret project, I was back in that zone because I was away, you know, 9 to 7. And I remembered what that's like. And I was buzzing. Now, I don't want to do that every day. I definitely don't want to go into an office every day, but I do enjoy having real dedicated time to do what I want to do. So having a baby definitely illuminated that for me. Like, I like both of these worlds. I want to do both. And I believe that I can do both and have both. But what needs to happen in order for that to happen is that you need that support. You need that village. And so nowadays, when any of my friends get pregnant for the first time or women reach out to me or I see anyone who's about to have a baby, first of all, I'm so excited for them. And then I get nervous for them. I get anxious because I'm not sure anybody could prepare you for how much your life is going to shift. And no matter who you think you are, how much you think you know, you are naive right now. You are naive right now. But here's what I'm going to tell you. And I hope that you could be a little less naive if you act on this. So most people, when you're getting ready to have a baby, everyone's like showering you with knowledge about, you know, the birth and the actual having a baby part. They are showering you with info on what to put on your registry, which stroller to choose. And the reality is you need to be thinking about who is going to take care of that baby when you go back to work. who's going to take care of this kid? If you like to work like myself and you plan to go back to work, who is going to take care of that baby? The baby can't just be left alone by themselves, right? So some life decisions need to happen, whether one parent's going to stay home, whether you're going to put them in daycare, whether you're going to hire a nanny, au pair, whatever it may be. And in order to do that, it takes time. It takes much more time than I knew. That's where the naive part comes in. It takes much more time to interview, hire, test out nanny or babysitter. We still don't have a nanny. That process was a little bit stressful for me, traumatizing. I won't say traumatizing, but it was too much for me because people, especially other businesswomen who have never had a child, like to say things like, oh, I'll just hire a nanny or, you know, just hire a nanny. They make hiring a nanny sound like hiring a task rabbit. Like you're just going to go onto this website and then see someone and know that they're trustworthy, they're honest, they're going to take care of your child like you want them to, they're not crazy, it's going to be safe. You cannot assess those things from a website, no matter how many reviews a person has. So the reality is you're likely going to rely on people you know, family, or other babysitters or nannies that someone else has used. And, you know, that was the first babysitter we hired. You know, a person in my extended village was in Baltimore, and I was able to tap into her and, you know, get that information. Shout out to you, Jessica. And, you know, that level of knowing someone who has worked with this person, you need that referral to, in order to trust who you're going to trust with your baby. So I'm going to wrap that up right here, that portion of this solo update. But, you know, I thought about it because I think it was definitely my leak shared something last night. I'm recording this in July, by the way, early July. So she shared just this Instagram reel where someone is sharing, oh, you know, as a mom, you need to take care of yourself. When you show up for yourself, you can show up for everybody else. And, you know, the caption was a person who has a nanny and hasn't yet mentioned they have a nanny. So essentially it was saying some people will act like, oh, you need to do this and you need to wake up at 4 and you need to exercise and you need to do all these things. And the reality is you're not going to be able to do it until you figure out this childcare situation. So moms, it's okay if you need to get a handle on that situation in your life before you can dedicate more time to your side hustle. Do not beat yourself up for that. It's taken me 2 years to get to a point where I feel like I am back working full time in Side Hustle Pro. That is the journey that we've been on, you know, in the crazy 2 years. So just sharing that with you guys so you can kind of see where I'm at mentally and with my goals. So my goals look a lot different these days and how I approach my goals look a lot different. And I actually want to update. So I'm waiting. I'm trying to figure out the right time. I want to update my goal getter action plan a little bit, because how I approach things have shifted a little bit. I still follow the 12-week sprint system. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at my Q3 sprint and goals and focus right now as I speak to you. I know my system in my head because I'm going through it and I know how things have shifted. So I just want to figure out how to articulate it to you guys so that it makes sense because, you know, I know what I'm doing. I know what works for me. And like sitting down to really think through, okay, how do I recalculate? How do I make sure I'm getting things done with this crazy new like system and flow that I have going on? It's working for me. How do I help it to work for others? So that's the process I'm going through right now. But as soon as I'm able to iron that out, I'll let you guys know and I'll update that for you. But you can definitely still use the sprint, you know, the whole process I outline as it is. And it'll only be even more exciting, even more attainable, even more achievable, even more realistic when I'm able to update it some more. So now I want to shift into some of my goals for Q3, or at least just telling you how I'm approaching it, because I still like to lay low and build. So I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm working on this, this and that. Y'all will see. But what I am working on is the mindset. The mindset piece is so important. We have to keep cultivating that. So one of the best books that I've read this year is We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. And I've seen the book before. I've admired Rachel from afar, but I didn't actually read it until maybe a couple months ago. My sisters had been recommending it. And so I finally listened to it on audiobooks because that's how I get my books in. So I finally listened to it. And one of the biggest takeaways for me was just that you got to figure out your life team before you can figure out your work team. Meaning you have to hire who you need in your life to support your life before you can even focus on who you're hiring for your side hustle and your professional business. And for so long, I'd kind of downplayed that and I was trying to do a lot on my own. I mean, we had a cleaning service in Baltimore and that was really, really helpful. But then once we moved, again, finding someone who you like and trust to be up in your house, that's a process as well. And I was kind of putting it on the back burner until I read that and said, you know what? I need to get on top of this because I work from home. My environment is so, so, so important to me. I wouldn't say I'm a neat freak, but I need things to be somewhat clean and clear in order for me to think straight. Because if I see a bunch of clutter, all I'm thinking about is removing all that clutter. And, you know, it's interesting because you'll read some books. Right now, I'm onto The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. So in that book, he talks about, well, the chapter I'm in, he's talking about how you need to remember what the priority is in your life. So if you're waking up and you're cleaning before anything else, and, you know, that's what you've gotten done for the day, then your priority must be cleaning. And so it's not that my priority is cleaning, but I know that if that's going to take away from what I'm able to get done, either I'm going to need to leave my house and go to a coffee shop. I don't necessarily want to work from a coffee shop, or I just need to make sure that this gets done to a level where it's not distracting me. So I do make sure that I do that. I don't prioritize it over everything else, but I'm getting to a space where I'm making sure that I have a clear Zen space to work from. But I made sure that we hired a new cleaning service. We had to test it out. Like anything else, it comes with trial and error. So, you know, we had tested out maybe three, and now we're finally in a good place where I think we'll have a stable person. So I'm so grateful for that. And that's extremely, extremely helpful. Rachel also talks about outsourcing your laundry. I'm not sure about that yet. I used to, you know, when I didn't have a washer and dryer, but we do have a washer and dryer. So it's just still like, oh, I could just do this myself. What I have done is, and I need to share this on the Kayla TV YouTube at some point, I got these fold away hampers on Amazon. And what I do now is I don't fool myself into thinking I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to actually wash dry the clothes and fold it in the same day. Sometimes not even in the same few days. But what I do now is I have these aesthetically pleasing little pop-up hampers. And so now I could do a load of laundry, wash it, dry it, and then put it in the hamper. And then sometimes I'll have like three of those in our closet so that I don't have to look at a pile of clothes on our armchair, on our bed, on our couch. Like that would drive me crazy. But now the clothes are clean. We might have to go into the hamper. We might have to steam it a little bit more to wear it, but it's clean. And the dirty hamper isn't overflowing either. People always ask about laundry. Laundry is one of the, especially when you have a kid, laundry just comes out of nowhere. You know, you got linens, you got this, you got that. So that's one thing that I've been doing. I'll let you guys know if I eventually start outsourcing again. But, you know, that's one of the things she recommends. But, you know, hiring in your life is critical.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
One thing I'm definitely going to hire at some point is a chef. It's really hard to do because I'm picky. I want someone who can, you know, cook Jamaican food, cook Nigerian food. And yeah, if you guys know of anyone in New York, let me know. Hit me up, hi@sidehustlepro.co. I would definitely pay for that service because, you know, I want to make sure we're eating nutritious meals and I don't necessarily want to cook the meals all the time because that takes away from time that I could be doing my work. I also realized that I don't enjoy cooking. So I can cook. And, you know, I actually spoke to my therapist about this at one point, not recently, but maybe last year, like the guilt trip that's put on women to do everything well and to want to do everything well. Why is that? Like, nobody ever looks at a man like, oh, you don't like cooking? What kind of man are you? And, you know, she was like, yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, why do you think you should love cooking? Because you're a woman? Like, that's ridiculous. So it's been freeing to release that. I've even had trouble speaking that because I didn't want people to judge me, but I've been saying it more and more to release that. Like, I don't care. I am not ashamed of that. So, especially, you know, growing up in Jamaica, you know, we moved here when I was six, but when we were in Jamaica, we did have a housekeeper. We did have someone who, that's very common in places like Nigeria and Jamaica. So I don't know why there's so much shame around it sometimes. So I would love a housekeeper. I would love a cook. And I'm willing to sacrifice in other areas for that. I'm willing to sacrifice big in other areas for those things. So going back to the Rachel Rogers book, because it all comes back to We Should All Be Millionaires. When those staple life things in your life can be taken care of, and I know not everyone can hire a chef or, you know, a nanny, all these other things right away, but you can build up to it. She talks about, too, that sometimes when you tell yourself that, then you get into a rhythm where you cannot work on the things that are one day going to elevate you from your current position. So even if it's going on to a TaskRabbit service and, you know, finding someone at a rate that you like to come in once a month to do something. It doesn't have to be the cleaning. It could be even like putting up stuff around the house, fixing stuff around the house. The money that you spend in those areas comes back to you in other ways. So for me, if I'm able to use that time to brainstorm and pitch a brand campaign that can net me thousands, the hundreds that I spent in that other area will be worth it to me. But I have to make sure I'm doing that. I can't just be spending money and not doing revenue generating activities to bring that money, you know, twofold, threefold back to me. So that book was really helpful in getting me into a mindset where I have to remember what is my goal. What am I trying to achieve? Am I trying to be the best laundry doer? Or am I trying to be a loving wife and mom who also is a badass career woman? And I'm trying to do the latter. So I'm making decisions that feed that goal. So in order to fuel that goal, I have to improve my systems. Now, I've always been about systems. We talk about this in the Goal Getter Action Plan mini course. You know, you can have goals, but it's the systems that help you accomplish those goals. It's the systems that get the goals done. So I'm continually working on my systems, continually working on, okay, what do I do in the morning? You know, how does that start my day? What do I do in the evening? How can I wind down faster? How can I make sure I don't get stuck in a spiral loop on my phone? How can I be more disciplined and get into bed at a decent hour so that I'll be waking up earlier? Or how can I even wake up earlier, even when I didn't get the amount of sleep that I would ideally like? Because these systems are what are going to set me apart, and it's what is going to get me where I want to get. In addition to those things, so mindset is what I'm focusing on this quarter. My systems is what I'm focusing on this quarter. And then Nikayla, I'm defining who's Nikayla over and over again. There's no blueprint for my career. So I'm constantly navigating, who am I? What do I do? And right now, I know that I want to do more content creation. I think I've talked about this before with you guys, but if not, welcome to my world. So I believe that what I do, you know, as a podcaster, I'm a content creator. As a YouTuber, I'm a content creator. I believe that these platforms open up so many opportunities for you to do anything in your life, whether you want to be a host, a commentator, which you guys know that I want to do more of, and whether it's you want to start your own actual physical product brand one day, which I also want to do as well. What I'm doing right now as I figure out the path to those other things is creating content, is building an audience, is continuing to share with the world who I am and what I'm good at, because that opens up the doors to so many other things while I'm also helping and impacting other people's lives. So it's just something that's really been illuminated for me. It's really been made crystal clear that this is what I need to be doing. In addition, I really enjoy it. I could get, you know, 50 views on a video, and I don't want 50 views, but when I see a finished product that I've done, I can't even explain to you the happiness, the pride. Like, I enjoy watching my own videos. I enjoy the content. I hope you guys enjoy it too, but I know I enjoy it. But no, it's not about me though. I am making content for a specific person, and I know who that person is. I know what that person wants and likes, and I know how I fit into that. You know, I know how I need to serve my audience. And that's always really, really key. I gave myself the freedom to take some time to figure that out with Nikayla TV. And I'm getting into such a good space with it. Definitely with the podcast, I did that pre-work. I talk about that in Podcast Moguls. So if you guys have any questions about that, definitely hit me up at hi@sidehustlepro.co. But with any kind of content you create, the most important question to ask yourself is, who is this for? What do they need? What are they missing in the current content they're consuming? Where do I fit in? Where do I come in? What do I have to offer that fills that gap? Okay, so start there. That's where I've always started with my content creation. And I'm a content creator. I'm continually learning the craft, learning how to storytell in different formats. And it's been very, very enjoyable. I don't know exactly where it will take me. That's how I started off the podcast. So it's very cool that my latest side hustle, the Nikayla TV YouTube channel, that I find myself back in that space of starting something, knowing that I'm onto something, knowing that it's important, knowing that the skills I'm developing are important, but not sure exactly where it will lead me. And Side Hustle Pro has led me to boardrooms, places that I've never even knew existed. It's led me to the Podcast Hall of Fame. It's leading me onto screens, onto TV, onto magazines. And I just have to trust the process. I just have to continue doing good work with Nikayla TV and knowing that the same will occur in the way it's supposed to occur. I don't know what will happen. I honestly don't know. And I'm comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with saying things like that now. But I know that my job is to keep on putting good work into the world, giving it quality time and quality focus. And I know that it will develop into something beyond my wildest dreams. So what that looks like, though, is having devoted content creation hours and days. And again, because we have the village and the support, I know I can plan around that. You know, kids, daycares can always call and pop up with something, but I'm going to keep on trying and making sure that I do have work hours to, you know, go do some filming. I write down, I plot out and map out when I'm going to film, what I'm going to film, new video ideas, and continue to do that with Side Hustle Pro as well. You know, we're doing guest outreach. We're researching guests. We're figuring out the ways to make the show even more robust, to make the social media clips even more robust. So my mind on the content front is always, always spinning, you guys. I'm so excited to keep on growing in front of you to show you what's next. And a part of content creation as well is I'm doing more brand partnerships. I'm stepping into the lane. I'm stepping into the lane even more as a host, a commentator, and a brand partner. And I'm enjoying learning about this space. And I'm really looking forward to doing more and sharing with you guys as I do more. Exciting news for Side Hustle Pro. So Side Hustle Pro YouTube channel is now monetized, and Nikayla TV YouTube channel is over 1,000 subscribers. So whoop whoop. I'm really excited about where those grew. Side Hustle Pro podcast, it's so funny because I just started sharing the episodes on the YouTube channel last year. I'd always kind of taken it for granted. And because of the fact that, you know, it's long form content, so people are spending more time on my channel when they do watch, even if it's less people watching a video, there's more time on that video. And that's what YouTube pays attention to. The minutes watched, the watch hours are what gets your show monetized. So it's been really interesting to see how that channel, you know, has even exceeded my expectations before Nikayla TV. So we're going to keep it going and see where it goes. So just to reiterate, I talked about this quarter, I'm focusing on my mindset. I'm focusing on improving my systems. I am focusing and leaning into being a content creator. And the last thing I'm always focusing on is being an instructor and coach. I truly enjoy teaching what I know. And what I know is social media marketing. I know podcasting. I know side hustling. These are the three lanes that I really, really lean into. I really enjoy teaching and talking about. And so this quarter, I will be updating my marketing funnels, my freebies, and, you know, how I grow my email list. Because one, I don't always want to rely on social media. Social media is great for a lot of things, but the algorithm changes can be really annoying, even for me. Like, as much, I will always tell you to use these platforms, use them, don't let them use you. That's about to be my tagline. That might be some new videos I create. You guys are watching my brain turn in real time. Okay. So I am always big on using them. Don't let them use you. And I have kind of been a little more casual with my email list, which I shouldn't have been, but I just knew it was going to take a whole bunch of upgrading across my funnels, and I wasn't ready to do it yet, but now I'm ready to do it. So I have podcasting, like I said, marketing, side hustling. I might just be focusing on one, just podcasting this quarter. We will see, because I really want to take the time to develop really, really valuable freebies and be able to start to organically share them, but then ultimately put some more paid behind them and build out that list. Because at the end of the day, your list, everyone talks about it. You know already. You own the list. You don't own social channels. I have a list that I'm proud of, but I could be doing more. And so I'm going to start doing more because it's time. I'm ready to take it on. So I'll be focusing on sharing what I have going on as much as I share with you guys the awesome brands that I partner with. I want to make sure you know what you can get at sidehustlepro.co. I want to make sure you know what I already have developed that may answer some of the questions that you have. So stay tuned for that. I'll be focusing on that this quarter. I need to get into a regular system of updating you guys. Right now, it's kind of just like when I feel ready to come on and talk, where it used to be more regular. And I'm sorry about that if you missed these updates. If you missed the updates, let me know. One place you can definitely get updates from me more regularly is on my newsletter. So kicking off the week every Sunday, we have the 6-Bullet Sunday newsletter that I send over to you, and it comes to your email inbox. So go over to sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. Make sure you're subscribed to that. Come into your inbox, share a little bit of what I'm up to, what I'm listening to, working on, inspired by, my business tip of the week, and I really enjoy writing those. So make sure you're staying in touch each and every Sunday by being on that email list, sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to get the 6 Bullet Sunday newsletter. And with that, you guys, keep up with me outside of the podcast on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Shop Side Hustle Pro merch, especially the beautiful Side Hustle Pro gold mug at sidehustleshop.co. All of this will be linked in the show notes. And with that, I'll talk to you next week. There you have it. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6 Bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.